This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, blues names, the Vag Harmonica, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
N-I-N-E, only on N-I-N-E, only on N-I-N-E. Only, only, 911. In the evening when it's quiet in the neighborhood, and only, only, I put my feet up on the easy chair, I'm feeling good, and only, I'll crawl by crack and open my back door. Grab the phone and I hit the floor. I'm dialing N-I-N-E. Oni, oni, N-I-N-E. Oni, oni, N-I-N-E. Oni, oni, 911.
That's all I got.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Jack. Lord, I'm down.
What's wrong with you?
Pat Godwin.
This music is
the performance room.
Hi, Chick.
No, that upbeat.
Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Hey, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
What's your blues name, Josh?
I'm Chick McGee.
Peanut butter jelly roll.
That's good.
That is very, very funny. That deserved a much bigger laugh. Peanut butter and jelly roll.
Is there a formula for the
yeah, there is,
blues
yeah.
name?
Is there a formula for blues names?
Like, yeah, there is.
Oh, what
is
I'll it? Look it up.
Okay.
What's your blues name? Chart gives you the nickname you've been waiting for.
Really?
Right. What is it based on?
Use your first initial to... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, so like T-bone?
No. Hang on. I love your product, but I don't want to buy it right now. Okay. Use your first initial to find your first name. Tom. T, your would be big. Use your middle initial to find your middle name. Yours is B, so that's money. Big money. Use your last initial, and that's G. So Big Money Jones are you.
Yeah.
There you are.
That's good.
Tom is Big Money Jones.
But I like the self-generated version that Josh has. What would your last name be if you're going to be a peanut butter and jelly roll?
I would go Arnold, right?
Is peanut butter and jelly roll Arnold.
Or I'd go with my middle name, Matthew, and just go Matthews.
Big peanut butter and jelly roll Matthews. That sounds good.
Okay, Willie is, Willie.
What you got?
W, screaming.
Nice.
And your middle, H?
H.
Hips.
Screaming Hips.
Yeah. Screaming Hips Jones.
Yeah. Screaming Hips Jones.
Let's see. Christy K. Curly. Your middle initial, Aloysius. Okay, that's Bones.
Curly Bones.
Curly Bones.
Lee.
Curly Bones Parker.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah. These are good.
Yeah.
Good. Josh, what are you? J. Boney.
Boney.
What's your middle initial?
M.
M. M. Boney Gumbo Jackson.
Yeah.
Boney Gumbo.
So strong.
I like my gumbo
I'm sticky. Sticky legs. Oh, mine's the worst one, Tompkins.
Sticky legs.
No, that's good.
What about Ace?
Sticky legs. Do me.
Ace is fat. What's your middle initial, Ace?
M.
Fat Gumbo Hopkins.
I like that.
And Pat Godwin. Let's see. Sleepy. What's your middle initial?
It's a P, actually. I'm Joseph Patrick.
Sleepy Back. Sleepy Back Jones.
Oh, that's me, man.
Yep, Sleepy Back is Pat's?
Yeah.
How wild.
Sleepy Back.
Now, what was your last name, Chick? You were Sticky Legs what?
Tompkins, right?
I'm sorry, Lee.
Sticky Legs Lee.
Yeah, I read it.
That'd be better for Christy. Sticky Legs Lee.
Wait a minute.
the implication is
chart. You have to stick to the chart.
Wait.
No, these are all good.
It fits better. Sticky Legs Lee.
And Curly Bones Parker.
Curly Bones Parker.
But Curly Bones Parker sounds like a dude.
She had scoliosis in grade school. She had to bend over to sing.
But that ain't no saxophone. That's Curly Bones Parker.
Sticky Legs Lee sounds like she's a woman with round heels.
Curly Bones Parker. She can tie her shoes with her teeth. Play a saxophone, look natural. She make a saxophone look straight.
That's right.
This is Big Money Jones. Lord, I'm down.
Oh, Big Money Jones. These
that's
are awesome.
Perfect for you.
I'm Bad Credit Jones. Hey, Big Money, how's that boy of yours screaming hips?
I ain't talking to Big Money no more.
I knew it was going to happen.
Are we allowed to do this?
I was going probably like not. Louisiana kind of guy.
I think we all were.
Yeah, I think that's
kind
okay.
Of a Cajun.
I'm
not
sure. Sure, because I'm Boney Gumbo.
Justin Willman.
Mm-hmm.
Boney Gumbo.
Did you ever see that guy?
Oh, I loved him.
The cooking guy?
No, yeah. Justin.
It's not Justin Willman.
The magician?
That's the magician. Yeah. Sorry, excuse me. Who is it? What am I forget the guy's name.
God.
Wilson.
Was it Justin Wilson?
I guarantee.
That guy.
Yeah.
One of the early cooking shows.
Yeah.
Besides Julia Child.
Oh,
can you get
ready? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good. I think it's the same formula they used to name racehorses and hurricanes.
Oh.
I swear to God. And speak of the devil, in the spirit of REO Speedwagons, I'm riding a storm out here in Florida.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah, that hurricane's supposed to hit the Tampa area.
Uh-huh.
Hurricane Ian, and this is Donnie Baker reporting live from the lazy eye of the hurricane.
Okay.
Well, I call it the lazy eye because this Hurricane Ian's taking forever to show its face. And probably because it's named Ian. Name one dick with the name Ian that's ever done anything good.
Well, you've got all the guys
in
deep
time's
purple.
The only one I can think of is sports announcer Ian Eagles. And even he's so embarrassed, he goes by Ian. You know? Ian just sounds like the sort of dick that rides a 10-speed in yogurt pants and drinks Blue Moons and brags about it. Probably headbangs the Spandau Ballet. So that's basically what's headed our way after he gives Cuba a Cat 3 horse bath. But the fact remains, I probably know more about hurricane survival than anybody I know of.
Really?
I bet you didn't know. I'm one of the few that survived Hurricane Bob back in circus 1985, Tom.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, nearly removed Myrtle Beach from the Rand McNally road map.
Wow.
But I'm still here. And the key is understanding what hurricanes are. They're a living, breathing thing. And they can build up steam and gain strength over warm liquids. No different than my idiot cousin Lonnie when he's sipping on cognac and starts reciting Tupac lyrics.
Yeah.
Even the bouncers start filling sandbags. So we got him barred from boonies. And here's another factoid you probably don't know. Why does Florida attract so many hurricanes?
Why?
Because hurricanes are just like gators. They're hard to predict. They hiss, and you got to zigzag when you run from them.
I see.
But the key is preparation. I see so many rookies making rookie mistakes. For instance, you know the entire Tampa area right now is pretty much out of gas because everybody's filling up their cars.
Right.
But then they don't consider they're going to need more gas later and probably won't find another gas station with gas until they hit Valdosta. So you got to be smart. For instance, Christy, you know that kiddie pool you bought Whoopi?
Uh-huh.
Well, in times like this, I just put it in the back of my truck bed and I fill it up with unleaded.
All right, yeah. Good
idea. Oh, boy.
Just gotta be careful going over speed bumps. But like I said, the worst part is just waiting for this stupid hurricane to get here. It's the waiting that's the worst part. Sort of like walking into a kitchen and bracing yourself, just waiting for Chris Hansen to pop out.
Oh. You got a problem with that? Or?
Hey, sure, Chris, I'm free to leave, but we all know what happens as soon as I hit north. Yeah. This is Donnie Baker reporting live from Lazy Eye of Hurricane Inn. I'll have more later.
Take care, okay. Wolfie. You guys be
Thank
careful.
You.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. And use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ian Fleming,
Ian McKellen,
Ian Pace. Isn't every guy in Deep Purple named Ian?
Pretty much.
Wouldn't they have like everyone? You had to be named Ian to be in the band, I think, at one point.
Oh, okay.
You have the great Ian McLagan.
Sure, the great music
Ian Hunter
analyst Ian Saint Ian.
Of course,
yeah.
And then there's a couple guys. Ian wasn't one of the guys on 90210 Ian instead of Ziering.
Ian Ziering, yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah, that's silly.
Well, whatever.
Certainly,
you mean
annoying.
The star of Sharknado?
That's right,
Ian Ziering.
Okay, now we've got our blues names. Very nice. I like the one you made up for yourself, though, Josh.
Peanut butter and jelly roll, Matthews.
I like that very much. And Willie, you're what is it again? Screaming Hips Jones.
Yeah, Screaming Hips Jones. I like that, man.
And then Chick, you're Sticky Legs Lee.
Yes,
we got to switch around.
Yeah, we got to switch it around.
We got to give that to Christy.
So now Chick is Curly Bones Parker.
Yeah.
And Christy's Sticky Legs Lee.
Yeah, okay, very
Sticky
good.
Sticky Legs Lee.
Of course I am.
And what was Pat against a Sleepy
Bad Johnson? Credit Jefferson.
Sleepy Back.
Sleepy what?
Sleepy Back.
Sleepy Back. And what was your last
one? We have taken all the fun out of blues names. This is supposed to be so silly of a pen out. These blues guys don't use pens. They use their soul.
Blood.
Yeah. Christy, why are your legs so sticky?
Harmonica spit.
Harmonica.
You can play the harmonica down there? That's a skill.
Wow. You get that on America's Got Talent.
They didn't do that in
we'll see.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
We'll see how we really drop his jaw. Oh my god.
Oh, hey.
look at that.
Now, do you have one of those harmonica holders down there to use your hands?
It's attached to her knee.
Got a panty. That's the guy in blues.
It's a one man band thing.
Coos Traveler.
Notice how I am not participating.
He doesn't enjoy it at all. Yeah,
that was a good time. That was a nice piece of business, Coos Traveler.
I got a pronunciation thing for you. Uh-huh. We were getting emails from Mark Hayes in Australia. Thanks for listening.
Is it Mark Hayes or Mark Hez? It sounds like you're saying
Mark. New word, Hayes.
Oh, okay.
Like Gabby. Or
Gabby Hayes. Well, why were you saying it Marquez?
Yeah, you were
why
saying
Why are you saying
Marquez.
It
like Marquez about this gambling?
Marquez.
Explain yourself.
Mark Hayes, he said in his blandest, flattest Midwestern accent.
Thank you very much.
Mark writes, I was asking how you pronounce the name of his town. It's Butterim.
Butterim?
Butterim. Butterim.
That's some butter. Butter for all that right. Rim job. Yeah.
That'd be like, it's not a salted rim or a sugar rim. It's a butter
Brando
rim.
Butter rim.
And it's biscuits and gravies in a cup.
This is like a good, we've already got some pretty good foods out there. You got the butter rim and then you, what was the food we just invented earlier? The Huey, Dewey, and Dewey?
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Dewey.
Okay. So thanks for listening, by the way, Mark, all the way in Australia.
Yes.
We turn now to Christy Lee over there at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
It's like Friday in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell us what happens, Mark.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're waiting for the right time to break wind in front of your date, well, it might be around the sixth date, according to those who were surveyed. It takes the average person about six dates before they feel comfortable passing gas in front of a romantic companion.
Oh, boy. I'm going to shove that sound effects box.
Go, Daddy. Go, baby.
They mean going out for six dates, not eating six bacon-wrapped dates while you're hanging out with somebody, right. And then you start farting.
Right.
Willie, I think you knew.
you're making a gag out of it. I didn't know. I was just trying to be a little silly. My bad.
The survey of 2,000 adults conducted found farting is said to be more embarrassing than finding food stuck in their teeth or having their fly down. Most people said they did not consider breaking wind to be a relationship deal breaker.
What if you have food stuck in your fly?
That's embarrassing.
You're doing it wrong.
What about premature ejaculation? Is that on there?
Hey, what date is that?
It doesn't say. But more than 40% said they have had an evening of love ruined by their own gas or a partner's gas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why? Let it go. It's not that hard to...
Never do it.
Never.
You haven't...
Keep the romance.
Yeah, keep the romance.
You can keep the romance and still rip ass in front of each other?
No!
Yeah, I looked in this etiquette book, and it says you can light them after eight.
Okay, good, good.
Josh, don't take this wrong, but you're...
Or you can eat them after
eight. You're a total monster. Okay?
I don't know about that.
You're a monster.
What if it's an accident? You just apologize, or you just let it go?
Me?
You don't say anything?
This is why you always want to have your dog with you. I'm sorry. I apologize for Fido. It's unbelievable.
Well, then you have to act like you're blind. And then it's just a whole thing. Okay.
Sometimes I act like I'm blind because I can like reach out and accidentally touch boob. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going for your face. I didn't.
You remember that monster thing I had, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay. Hey, baby, you want to ring in that finger? Pull mine first.
Yeah, that's a little less romantic.
Hey, baby.
And use baby a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Forget her name.
I'm with Christian. This, if you have this issue, you leave the room or you go out. It's like you're smoking.
Right.
You go outside. Excuse me, I have to go.
And if it's an accident, you just apologize.
I have no problem with her farting in bed.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's a funny little moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you giggle about it?
Yeah, of course.
Do you roll out of bed, go grab a candle and some spray?
Get in your car and just drive home.
Open the car window.
Why does he have candles at the ready like he's Ebenezer Scrooge waking up to go check out something in his study?
Who goes there? You
Josh
know he
has candles ready because he's a wonderful giving lover. What is it you call yourself? A
thorough and generous lover.
Do you call yourself?
Do you have candles in the room?
I do have a candle in my room, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and right now it's a nice pumpkin.
Where is it?
On my dresser.
Next to the bed?
So you have to get up.
Up your ass, you know where it was.
I do have to get up.
You have one. Do you have a nightstand?
I do, but there are no candles there because I'm afraid I would move.
Kick them with your legs.
So you say goodnight to your, do you say goodnight to your furniture every night? Goodnight, nightstand.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, just like goodnight, moon?
Goodnight, TV.
Do you,
Thanks for having
Pillow is who I say goodnight to last.
Oh.
Goodnight.
Sorry about that, Pillow.
Sorry, you had to say.
I'll wipe it off with washcloth later.
Oh.
It had been a while. I didn't realize it would reach to you.
Good night,
Norfolk. Yeah. Do you have a?
Usually, I apologize to center of the bed and my belly button.
And my belly button.
Now, from what I've heard, is your chest.
It depends on
let's not downplay the monster.
Hey, why do you think they call him Go Too Far Jones? It goes way too far, man.
Yeah.
that. Do you have romantic matches to light your candle, like the wooden kind? That
you know, I don't. I like that though. Maybe I'll get some of those.
Yeah, those are cool. Those long ones that they have the little.
What's wrong? No, you need one of those.
That's what I have. I have one of the long lighters.
Lighter deal.
No,
and it's got the
strictly for a barbecue.
The bendable wand on it.
So. Right.
Oh, I don't
right.
have that. That'd be nice.
Well, you think there's a genre of romantic matches?
Yep.
I love matches.
You realize, don't take this the wrong way. I'm trying to help you. You might be, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You're out of touch romantically. I don't know. Okay.
I love matches.
I just have a couple of notes for you. No, this could be nothing.
Do you have matches in your bedroom?
I have always loved matches.
I used to carry a book with me and light women's cigarettes.
You have matches in your bedroom, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
So to light the candle.
No.
That's awesome.
No, that's not why you have matches. You light farts.
Or do you light a match after a fart?
You know you do.
Because that will help.
It does help.
No, I'm serious. I love matches.
Yeah,
I'm with flavor's the candle next to your bed?
Wooden matches. I don't. Kelly bought it. I have no idea. It smells fine, though.
Oh, that's good.
But see, there you go.
Fine.
What a romantic comment. Yeah, that smells fine. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's make another baby. Let's go. Let's go.
No, those.
Stand on your head.
Climb aboard.
Those things you have, Christy, the like pistol grip lighter thingy is
not as romantic.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, mine is leopard. It's really hot looking. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Do they still make the looks like a gun lighters?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love those. Those are hilarious.
Except when you want to light somebody's cigarette in the bank. Sure. That always causes
it's a good thing they don't leave smoke there anymore.
I'll get a security guard today.
I don't mind being wrestled to the ground. I'm fine with that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.